Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of I'm Alive by Sha-Sha. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is
I'm Alive by Sha-Sha was released September 23rd, 2022 under Sony Music Entertainment and Black Boy Music Corporation. It has 13 songs, 59 minutes, 14 seconds of runtime, 15 collaborations, and multiple producer placements, with Sha-Sha and Herc Cut the Lights as executive producers on there. I must say, it's lovely to see the moves Sha-Sha has been making thus far in the industry, especially this year after an unexpectedly quiet 2021. I'm Alive becomes a beautiful title that really signals intent more than just proof of life. As such, the album really journeys us into Sha-Sha's mindset, where she is in terms of relationships, herself, through the lyrics, but her voice is exceptional to say the very least. There are three tracks that were already released prior to the project being dropped, and that's Unguwami with Saw Matrix, Tembalami featuring Ami Faku, and Give Me Something featuring Rolene. When it comes to the quality on I'm Alive, musically that is, I'm beyond impressed. It's not like I expected any less of Sha-Sha, but comparing the Blossom EP to this project, which is coincidentally her debut album, the growth is astounding. Her delivery is really sweeter than ever, and you can tell the solidity she has gained from the time in the industry. Her voice is even more primed for the international market than before, and I mean, she won a BET award. I mean, bruh. The engineering work on I'm Alive is also stellar, I have to mention that. Sha-Sha chose a direction I fully agree with. Not being bogged down entirely by being an amapiano artist, strictly, if you know what I mean. I'm Alive gives the listener many sides to Sha-Sha that truly came alive. There is the, let's just call it hardcore amapiano, softened by her silky pipes, of course, which is great. Then there's private school amapiano, which has been gaining serious traction over the last few months, and it has connections to more of the really melodic deep house, if you want to call it that. There is some Afrobeats on I'm Alive as well, and some Altay type vibes, that, you know, soulful R&B nyana. So there's a variety of genres and sounds, just to pique your interest. Interestingly, with songs such as Trying, What You Need, and Fast Car, even though they are amapiano and more so, like I mentioned, private school amapiano sounding, her delivery, which is in English, actually positions her to export the sound to the Western markets, especially if DJs can latch onto it. The Sade cover for Trying is a great example, but all three songs to me are able to sneak in. The Sade cover is going to be interesting because I think that's one that can really resonate with international DJs as being something familiar, but with that sort of amapiano house type blend, it's going to give it that little extra thing. And consider this, with people such as Drake and Beyonce having done dance albums this year, timing, perfect timing. Let's see how this goes. Yeah, it is what it is. In that regard, it would be criminal for me not to mention that I'm Alive is really two distinct halves of one album. Tracks 1 to 6 are your amapiano, the expected queen of amapiano type approach. It's Sha-Sha, of course. And then tracks 7 to 13 are more of the other side to Sha-Sha, with that chill off Afro, Altay, R&B type vibes going on. This is also arguably her most self-expressive side, which shows you more to just, I think, the personal side to Sasha. I'm Alive showcases a multifaceted individual, giving us their most focused version of the singer we all fell in love with in 2019 and 2020. It just shows that even after the trials and tribulations she's faced, whenever she's ready to talk about that, that's another story. But she's actually come out of it way stronger. And musically, she's just in a class of her own. Sasha cannot be touched, I'm telling you. This album has absolutely no misses. The only song I couldn't listen to was Breathe. It was grayed out, so can't speak too much on that one. But for the other 12 songs, man, fantastic. They could well land, you know, at least 5 hits from this album, if not more, to be honest. Maybe closer to 10. This is as good as an album gets, and for me, it's a 9 out of 10.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.